must move in a logical progression and convey a definite conventional import. Now, the first merit which attracts in the pages of a good writer or the talk of a brilliant conversationalist is the apt choice and contrast of the words employed. It is indeed a strange art to take these blocks, rudely conceived for the purpose of the market or the bar, and by tact of application, touch them to the finest meanings and distinctions, restore to them their primal energy, wittily shift them to another issue, or make of them a drum to rouse the passions. But though this form of merit is without doubt the most sensible and seizing, it is far from being equally present in all writers. The effect of words in Shakespeare, their singular justice, significance, and poetic charm is different indeed from the effect of words in Addison or Fielding. Or, to take an example nearer home, the words in Carlyle seem electrified into an energy of lineament, like the faces of men furiously moved, whilst the words in Macaulay, apt enough to convey his meaning, harmonious enough in sound, yet glide from the memory like undistinguished elements in a